This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chatterboxes. I'm Hunter.
And I'm Austin.
Bro. Where's Noah? You tell us. Austin, do you know where Noah is?
No, I don't.
He is actually unable to make it, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we have two topics today.
Yay.
Austin, would you like to introduce the topics?
The topics are today is global news and what's been happening to us. Or what we've been doing.
Yeah, what we've been doing. Because it's been how many months? Because when was the Gallipoli one? Hold on, I'm going to check.
The Gallipoli one was May, wasn't it?
So would you like to speak any global news that you know about?
I heard that in the West Coast, they are seeing more people get jobs. And same in Southland. And also that there was a person in New York that went up that this might be explicit, but they shot people, and they ran up the building and ran up a skyscraper.
Which one?
I think it was one of the billionaire ones. And they went up that one, and then they shot themselves and died. What else do I know?
Donald Trump, he striked 3 nuclear plants in, where? Like, Iran or something? I don't know. I'm pretty sure he striked something.
I heard that the USA is now talking to Putin and seeing if he can get the war to stop. Because
that is crazy. Because they could go to war, but
the World War III has pretty much started already.
Technically it hasn't, because it hasn't been announced. But that was like a topic like a month ago. People thought it was going to start, but nothing crazy has happened. Besides the what was it? Those fight the like people in Israel are like shooting just the sky and like or something. I don't know. I saw it on the news. I don't exactly. Yeah.
And I heard that in the they were talking on the news last night. They were talking about how Donald Trump went to Scotland and everyone hated it because they didn't think that Donald Trump should have gone there.
Why? Like, why would they think that, though?
Because they don't like Donald Trump.
True.
They think he shouldn't be in.
So, I know this is off topic, but our last episode was on the 24th of May this year. That's when it was posted, and it was posted like 4 weeks after. So, we recorded that episode a while ago. And so, it's been a big break, but yes. Before we get into what we've been doing, we're just going to do a few more global news. So before we recorded this, so like 5 minutes ago, I was looking on my phone, about stuff, and we found this thing, it's from 4 hours ago, from One News, why women are walking back their eyebrow tattoos. So I'm going to read a tiny bit. Is.
It shouldn't be in the global news section.
No, it shouldn't, because it's just
random
eyebrow tattoos. Eyebrows went from thin to thick more than a decade ago. Now a new trend is redefining those small strips of hair on our foreheads.
Wait, your eyebrows going from this to this? They're covering your whole face.
That would be funny though. Like it's just like a full tattoo of your eyebrow. Okay, it says Miley Cyrus.
What if you had a third eyebrow?
For your third eye? Like, you just have an eye on your forehead?
That would be
crazy, though. You have, like, an eye on your forehead.
Oh, they just walked out.
Oh. Okay, sorry about that pause. So as we were talking, a Amber Alert, a warning, came onto our phones. And this is global news, which is crazy that it's happening as we're talking to global news.
Yeah, so it said that there were swells by the beach, so like Waimarama and Ocean Beach. And
yeah, it said stay away. So what it said on my phone and your mum's phone, it said there was an 8.8 magnitude earthquake in Russia.
Yeah.
And it was just a tsunami warning, and I was like, I get pretty bad anxiety
when it comes,
I get. why am I laughing like that? So I got pretty scared. As soon as I heard it, I took off my headphones. I was like, pause it. That's why you'll hear me saying that. Yeah,
so you might be able to hear the...
So we're recording this on the 30th of July, Wednesday, and this happened, I'd say, 2 minutes ago at 4:16, and we're currently in Hawke's Bay. Should I say that? Yeah, that's fine. So all of New Zealand got that?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Because all the civil defence would have gotten it, because...
Why would we get it, though?
Because...
Why didn't the whole world get it?
Because they would only give it to us if we're in, like, the line of... Because for Russia... So, say Russia's here. So, it might have happened over, like, by Japan and that. And Japan would have been on alert. Philippines would have been on alert. And Australia and New Zealand would be on alert as well. Because just a warning, just saying that if... Because there's been a tsunami and it might come down our way...
But why? Why would it come down our way?
I don't know.
Whoa.
It says swells at the beach. Whoa.
This happened at 12 today. Why would we have just gotten that now?
Oh, that's confusing. Okay, maybe it takes a while.
Oh, so this is
Wait. Russia might be 4 hours behind us.
Oh, yeah. when you were saying, oh, wait, I was like so scared. Okay, so there was a 6.1 at 10. Then a 5.8 just a few minutes later. Then a 6.9 a few hours later. A few minutes later, there was a 6.3. About 15 minutes later, there was a 5.7. And about 20 minutes later, there was a 5.6. So this is at 12:55. At 12:58, there was a 5.8 magnitude. And then at 1:03, there was a 5.8 magnitude. At 2:27 p.m., there was a... Everyone thought it was safe. Probably, they would have thought that. Because it had been an hour and 30 minutes since it last happened.
Yeah.
At 2:27, a 5.71 happened. And then at 2:30, a 5.9. But at 1:27... Oh, wait, no.
Wait, does it say anything about 8 something?
24 minutes after the 1:03 p.m. earthquake today, there was the 8.81 that happened. If we go images, let's see what it says. Oh, wait.
Can you show it to me?
It's pretty bad.
Let's have a look.
There's a whole roof collapsed. What would happen to the people at the war?
What? Whoa. Strikes near... So this is near... Hold on, let me look at pictures. This happened on...
today.
Yeah, today. It happened near... it looks like... in Russia, the very far east coast of Russia, Siberia, and by the Alaskan Islands. And big ginormous earthquake. And... that's pretty crazy that it just happened.
But we won't get hit by a tsunami because...
No, it won't. But we will have...
Pretty big waves,
Say? I would say the tide would come in a pretty bit because they said stay away from the beaches to stay further inland.
What about the people in Napier?
They'd go to the top of Bluff Hill. and hospital.
So will Napier flood?
Possibly not. But they just said stay away from the beach. So it would be fine.
The port.
They said stay away from like the beach and then like the. So you'd be fine if you were in like Taradale or something. So that would be fine. But.
Okay.
But yeah. And that's pretty crazy news just hearing that now. Say about that earthquake that happened. I saw on Hunter's phone there's a bunch of pictures and stuff about buildings collapsing and like big ginormous like waves crashing in and I think it might be on the news tonight. About the big
earthquake. No, it will be breaking news.
Yeah, it'll be breaking news. Or
so it would have happened right now. They'll be talking about it now if it's breaking. Because it'll interrupt all things, right?
Oh, I don't know. Probably. Maybe. Because it doesn't do that all the time.
That is actually crazy, though, to think that while we were at school, that happened.
Yeah, major earthquake. Maybe you should just read the Amber Alert once we've finished the show. Just
can I still read it after?
Possibly. Maybe you just go back onto Amber Alert. New Zealand, Russia earthquake.
I'm just looking at it. So what it says for New Zealand.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm trying to find it. I can't find it. What the heck? I don't know.
Where would it be?
Current emergency. See more details. Okay, here. Okay, so it says, National Advisory, tsunami activity expected, strong and unusual currents and unpredictable surges at shore. So this was updated at 4:11 today. Please note the magnitude has been upgraded to magnitude 8.8. No changes to areas under threat. The current map is the same as the previous message. So there was a message while we were at school.
Yeah.
So what would the... at our school, we have this thing called a phone box, so we have to put our phones in there. And what would happen? Like, what would the office be doing? It would be like, make it stop! Okay, so we expect New Zealand coastal areas to experience strong and unusual currents and unpredictable surges at the shore following the upgraded magnitude 8.8 earthquake near off the coast of Russia. I can't pronounce the name.
Wait, can I see?
It's
over the east coast of Kamchatka, Russia at 11:25. It says areas under threat, all coastal areas of the North Island, Great Barrier Island, the South Island, Stewart Island, and the Chatham Islands. And it just says stay off the beaches and shore areas. There is no need to evacuate other areas unless directly advised by local civil defence authorities. So it says, move out of the water, do not go to the coast, listen to civil defence and share this information.
And that's what we're doing. We're sharing this information on the radio.
Yes, just if you guys might be near the coast and just worrying about if this...
Oh, here's some more. The first tsunami, so this is the first tsunami activity causing the strong currents and surges may reach New Zealand in the areas around Lochan Point at approximately 11, so at midnight, NZST tonight.
Where does it say?
Lochan Point.
Wait, do you want to look at maps and see where that is?
Okay, I'll look at the map.
Because I would think that was... I think Lawton Point might be up Northland or something.
The trip from... So, located on the East Cape of New Zealand, the trip of Opotiki, I'd like to say? Opotiki to Gisborne. That's close.
Yeah, that's pretty close.
But we'll be fine.
Yeah, we will be fine because we're in Hastings, and Hastings is
pretty far from water.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go back and let's see what else it says.
It's fine if we get an alert, because maybe we could just see if the civil defence says anything, maybe like, oh, you should drive up. Because if you wanted to, you could drive to Taiapi, because that's very far inland. If we get a really bad alert, we can just move there for a little while.
Yeah. Strong and unusual currents and unpredictable surges will continue for several hours, and the threat must be regarded as real until this advisory is cancelled. Dang.
That's pretty serious.
Okay, so let's see. Okay, so if it has no threat, so if it has, it says, so white means no threat, green means there's a 0.3 to 1 meter threat, and that's just all over the coast of New Zealand. Stewart Island's cooked. The Chatham Islands are actually cooked. They're covered in green, besides a tiny little bit. Are we in the green zone?
No, we are not. On this map, we're about here, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good. We're safe, because...
But we'll be close, right?
Well, we're 20 kilometres from Napier, and Napier's right next to the sea. We are a little close, but... We're not super-duper close.
Well, so does that mean Napier could get flooded?
Napier could have a little...
Water
come in, possibly Marine Parade, that sort of stuff. Around the port, it might have a bit of flooding over there.
Yeah.
And Bayview and Gisborne and...
The port would probably get flooded?
Yeah, but just... Everyone that's watching this...
Or listening.
Do not worry about this, because if you live inland, it's not going to be a problem. But it said they advise you to try and stay away from the coast or beaches. So if you live near a beach, try and get as far inland as you can. Like when they say... Like, on the news, they might say it tonight. Probably they will. And just if you... Well, this might be posted after...
It will be.
Yeah, it will be posted on Saturday, which is today for you guys. And...
Just if it does continue until today that you're listening to this, the day that you're listening to this, just stay away from beaches and be careful. Thank you. Should we move on to our next topic?
Well, we've been doing this for 20 minutes now.
Wait, have we actually been going for 20 minutes?
Yeah, we have.
20 minutes of just
talking about this...
Earthquake.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you want to stop, or do you want to...
I think we just talk about yesterday, because that's basically what we've been doing. We've been preparing for the high school open day.
Yes.
What if we just talk about us preparing up until then?
Well, we have been going on for a little while now, and you would think that we should stop.
Well, we do like 5 minutes. Okay, so we're going to quickly talk about this because we do have to wrap up the show, but we will do this. We'll make a second part about what we've been doing once we get Noah here.
Yes.
Because then he has his part of what he's been doing. But basically, yesterday,
yes,
we went to a high school. We can't say the name, unfortunately. We do recommend... Oh, wait. I can't say we recommend the high school because they won't know what we're going to. What one we talked about. But,
Yeah, and we did a bunch of different subjects like maths and science and... And there was a big lunchtime concert that Hunter was a part of.
Yeah, so at our school, We have this thing called Rock Band, pretty obvious what that is. My band and Noah's band played at the high school's lunchtime concert and did pretty well. My guitarist sold. He messed up both the solos, and my guitar was too loud. My microphone was pretty quiet, and Oliver dropped his stick a few times. But whatever. Yeah,
well, when I watched it, I feel like both of your singing was really good, because I feel like you're a great singer and Noah's a great singer. And usually when I hear bands playing, the only thing I can hear is
mumble, right? You're like,
it's just like,
yeah.
I'm just like, what are you saying? Because I want to hear the song. Like, I don't want to hear kerfuffle.
Oh, that was peeking back. Kerfuffle.
But, yeah. And also, when we were at the high school, we were led around by Year 13 students who were very nice.
Yeah.
My Year 13 students that helped out were really nice.
Yeah. Shout out to the Year 13 students.
Yeah. Well, they're not gonna be here next year.
Yeah. My auntie works at that high school. She's a science teacher. I'm not saying the name because legal purposes. So, and we had five periods, even though we missed first period because we didn't do that. We did four periods of the day. I did science, gym PE, and fitness center stuff. And then for period three, we did drama. And then I did my lunchtime concert for lunchtime.
Yeah.
Then period four, I had social studies.
Nice.
What did you have?
When we walked over to the maths room and we started off with maths to start off the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we finished math, which was second period, we then went, so then it was break, and then we had second and third period. Third and fourth period.
Mm.
So third period was food tech for us, which was very fun, because we made apple tarts, and they were really yummy.
What apple tarts?
Like, it's like a pastry, and then you put apples on top with cinnamon and sugar.
Oh yeah.
And then for period four, we did art, and then we had lunch and the lunchtime concert. And then for period five, we did PE and fitness.
Nice. Did you do all-rounders for PE?
Yeah.
Do you miss?
Say it after.
It's like, oh, yeah, okay. Should we do a song? You know, you feel me?
Yeah, if you want to, but
commemorate the fallen people of America. No, I'm kidding. What song? Do you want to choose a song?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. So what song are we doing?
So I feel like the song that we should be doing is
K-pop.
No,
I'm kidding.
Not K-pop.
I keep up Demon Hunters. My little soda pop.
The song that I want to play is American Idiot by Green Day.
I don't think we could do that.
Is it too violent?
Yeah.
Or then a nicer song would be No, absolutely not.
No ABBA.
How about maybe
it's so hard to think
about,
of it.
How about Mystical Magical by Benson Boone?
All right. Well, that's us
and
for the
like,
show.
And it's like,
Mystical Magic. Wait, what?
Moonbeam
ice cream, taking off your blue jeans, dancing at the movies, because it feels so mystical, magical. All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
We can't wait to see you next episode. Here is Benson Swoon. Mystical Magical.
There's nothing colder than your shoulder when you're dragging me along like you do, like you do. And then you switch up with no warning and you kiss me like you want it. How rude, how rude. But I kinda like it anyways. I don't mind if this is gonna take a million days. I know you'll come around to me eventually. If you sit back, relax, enjoy my company, my company. Once you know what my love's gonna feel like, nothing else will feel right. You can feel like moonbeam ice cream, taking off your blue jeans, dancing at the movies, 'cause it feels so mystical, magical, oh baby. 'Cause once you know, once you know. But I wouldn't mind it if you gave me just a little bit of something we can work it with. But all you do is push me out. But I like it anyways, 'cause I think I'm getting closer to you every day. I know you'll come around to me eventually. Just sit back, relax, enjoy my company. Oh baby, trust me. Once you know what my love's gonna feel like, taking off your blue jeans, dancing at the movies, 'cause it feels so mystical, magical, oh baby. 'Cause once you know, once you know, my love is so mystical, magical, oh baby. 'Cause once you know, once you know.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.